Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The place to be.
Yes, the place to be. The place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Ugh. Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
So why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Aural. A-U-R-A-S.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Winston's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course, as the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, wasn't it? Bismarck wasn't that
his Bismarck.
Bismarck. No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big boys play, and that is in my extra queen-size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the fix.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation, let me know what you're
our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast. I am your co-host, Justin Rosero, coming at you live for the final time in 2013. It has been quite the roller coaster ride, and we are here to close out the year with another great episode. The last time you heard us was our Christmas Spectacular, their annual. Hope you enjoyed that. And next show, as we get into 2014, we have some big things planned. But to wrap up the year, I'm going to go back to a concept we first touched on a few weeks back, and let me first bring in my PIC, Mr. Scott Criscola. Scott, how you doing?
Good evening, JR. Good evening, Place to Be Nation. Sun has set, almost, on 2013.
Well, I will say this. I wanted to look up what number. So our first episode of 2013 was the 2012 Year in Review with Graham Cawthon. Aired on January 2nd, 2013, was episode 186.
Okay.
And we are on 280, so almost yes. 100 episodes this year.
Yep. All excellent episodes. And it's been a good year. We had some, not many low points. We've had a lot of high points.
About 10 short of 2 a week.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because I feel like some weeks we did 3.
I know.
We didn't have that many... One a week.
So, well, apparently we had at least 10 of them.
I guess so. Oh, weird. So I guess there was a couple of weeks off you had when you went on vacation. I went on vacation. So
unless we're using that RSV math, you know, where we just skip numbers and add those.
Skip numbers and have five award shows. And all right. Okay. Welcome, PTB Nation, to, as my PIC mentioned, episode 280 of the Place to Be podcast, 20 away from the big three bills. And as JR mentioned, tonight we're going to do, this is total Nerdville right here. The Nerdcasters get excited because we
had a lot of nerd stuff going on. I think it all started with Brian Shields, and since then this has devolved into fucking Nerdfest.
Exactly. But, you know, anytime you use math and like to create like a project that you would hand into school, that's when you're definitely in University of Wrestling nerddom.
And that is especially true when you consider we have our staff accountant on the line with us as well.
Yes.
He'll be doing the math for us off behind the scenes.
Yes, our ombudsman.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chad Campbell. All right, tonight, we did this, what did you say, JR? It was about, 3 weeks ago? A month ago?
Yeah, something like that.
It was about a month ago. We did something called Create Your Pay-Per-View Month Card, mm-hmm. not brand card, right. Although some months it would be that.
Like our first month. One tonight.
Yes, our first one tonight. We did pick your January card, which was pretty much all Royal Rumbles. Mm-hmm. I think we had one New Year's Revolution match sprinkled in there. That was a bitch. And then we did our February's, which is, of course, you know, No Way Outs and In Your Houses and Chambers and things. Tonight, of course, we will do March and April. Now, there's some codicils to the rules tonight because of this. This is the one time of the year where, you know, some shows slip into other months and and things like that. Of course, the first list we'll do tonight will be our ultimate WrestleMania card.
Right. So we're just, we know there's been some manias in April, but we're going to consider this a March for the purposes of this project here. So this is all our March month will be all Mania matches, and the rules remain the same. We can only use each championship once. We can only use each wrestler once. We do allow a little bit of leeway for different gimmicks that were clearly different gimmicks. And, you know, one you asked me today about, Scott, and I think we say, no, it's a bit too close. It's like Rocker Shawn Michaels versus, you know, current day Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
To me, that's the same guy. It's in the canon, it's the same guy. You know, the one I always like to use is like Smash and Repo Man. Those are two different guys.
Exactly. So and another question I use, too.
So each guy just once, each title just once, and we have to pick one match from every show.
Yes. Sounds easy. And admittedly, you'll notice tonight when we start, it seems like we're on a roller coaster to a quickie. But then we get to the end, and you'll get painted into a corner. You got to be very careful. WWE Championship matches, believe it or not, is where you're going to, depending on what you pick, is where you have problems. And the same thing will happen when we do the April matches. And we'll talk about those conditions later on when we do that list. Of course, as I did, as we did the first time, I did do a preliminary list to kind of give us a little background. I will reveal that one when we finish our list, and we'll do a comparison. And of course, vote on placetobenation.com for which list you like better. Yes, it might be pretty similar.
Maybe. There's a lot to do. So, Scott, as we get started here, one of the things we decided to do is maybe try and fill in some of the title slots first, whereas with the January and February, we kind of went just chronologically. I think maybe it'd be good for us to slot in some title matches. So let's start with the main big, you know, WWE title, the one that's been around since WrestleMania 1.
Yes.
Off the top of your head. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, I've been thinking about this all day today. I've been so excited for this episode. Philosophically, JR, there's a few ways you can go about this. There's what, four eras of the WWF, WWE in WrestleMania. The Federation years, the New Generation, the Attitude Era, and the Cena years. In my opinion, now we're talking about quality too, guys. You don't just want to fill slots with matches and, you know, you don't want to, you don't want a bunch of crap.
And we're going to have to at some point, but we want to avoid it where we can.
We're going to avoid it. Now, tell me if I'm, maybe there's more, but I thought to myself, there's five bona fide awesome, greatest WWE Championship matches at WrestleMania. Here's my, and by the, believe it or not, WrestleMania 3 is not one of them. If you were going to pick a WWE Championship match, you would take either. Tell me if you might agree with most of these, but there may be more that you have in your mind.
Okay.
Hogan Savage from 5. Hogan Warrior from 6. Diesel Shawn from 11. Rock Austin from 17. And Punk Jericho from 28.
Okay. I can already say let's take Hogan Savage off.
Okay.
For this card, I don't think it's big enough. At the time, it was awesome. It was huge. But if we're looking to build this card, I think if that's your world title match, only because it's, it was a bit anticlimactic. You know, it's like we know what's going to happen. So to me, I want some question involved. Okay. I don't think Punk Jericho is big enough.
Okay.
So I'm looking at one of your other three.
Okay.
I feel like Diesel Shawn falls along the wayside with Hogan Savage.
Okay.
Kind of the almost the New Generation era version of that, right? They're friends, they split up, and pretty anticlimactic.
Right.
So I think we're looking at either Hogan Warrior or Rock Austin.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, you're talking about two different eras. We don't we don't fall into issues picking one or the other in terms of finding something for the other guys, because you pick Hogan Warrior, you got Hogan done. Here's another problem. Not a problem, but an interesting scenario. If you don't pick a John Cena WWE title match, you're kind of fucked.
Right.
You really have one option. We might as well pencil this match in, JR, because it's the only one we can really use for this belt and this guy. This is my opinion. For 2004, for WrestleMania 20, we might as well put in Cena Show for the U.S. title.
Okay, I hate to knock off the rest of WrestleMania 20.
I do too, but unfortunately, I don't think we can use anything else there.
Well, what are your thoughts about Eddie and Angle? Not doable?
Well, if we use Eddie and Angle, we take out the WWE title.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It wasn't on your list of title matches.
It's an incredible. It's a great match.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. Say we're down to Hogan Warrior and Rock Austin, right? To me, the two biggest outside of Hogan Andre, the two biggest Mania World Title matches. Mm-hmm. Which of those four? I mean, I guess they all kind of. Hogan's got the most matches, right, of them. So, like, who are the not as many other choices for? Because Austin and Rock fight each other on three of them.
Yep.
And Austin really didn't have many other Mania matches outside of those, right?
No. I mean, you can use him and Brett at 13. You don't burn a title match. You do get Brett, but you lose. See, Brett's a good one because Brett's got 2 5-star Mania matches.
Right. You hate to lose Brett Austin, but then if you flip into Hogan Warrior, now we can't use Warrior Savage.
Right.
Which is one that's kind of in the forefront of my mind for WrestleMania 7.
Right. If you don't use Brett Austin, you could still use Brett Owen.
Right. Which is equally as good. But I feel like Brett Austin's better to have on there.
Okay. If you don't use Brett Austin, then we could use Hogan Warrior. And
Our staff accountant has a suggestion. Chad, are you available right now to come in and pimp your selection here?
You're not getting.
Well, I was just going to suggest Brock versus Angle.
I think that's a good one.
I like it too.
I like that one. I think that's up there with those other two as far as like the big match of that era of shows, and I think it's a great match. And it's a marquee name match. Mm-hmm. So maybe Scott, we pencil that in right now.
Well, we pencil that in now. The only other problem we have is we are limited in Hogan matches.
Right.
Leaves us four. And
we can't use one of them.
Can't use one of them.
Because it'd be the same show.
Yep. And if we don't, let's put it this way. For my personal preference, because I love the match, if we don't pick a Hogan, we can't. We just, never mind. We just lost it. Because if we use Brock Angle, we can't use him and Vince. I love that match.
So that leaves us with Hogan,
pretty much
Rock.
Means you have to do Hogan Rock,
which isn't the worst thing. I mean, that's
no,
not
or Hogan or, Sid
or yeah. the tag at one.
Yeah, also possible.
You're not losing anybody. The only guy you would lose that could be in a better match would be Piper.
Yep.
You know, because God knows you and I are not picking Orndorff Morocco. That's for sure.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not going to use Piper Brett because we're using Brett Austin.
Right.
So
and
what
Orndorff
else does Piper
doesn't
really
matter.
Have?
Obviously, Mr. T.
And Piper Adonis. I mean, I guess it's the only other run you really lose with
but,
him.
But no, I think we have a match we need to. If we're not going to use Hogan Savage, Hogan Andre for WrestleMania 3, I think we.
No, but I want to use Warrior Savage from 7.
Ugh. Well, then we're. Then I think we. Well, then if we use Piper Adonis, then.
I kind of like the Hogan Rock idea. Because if you're not using Austin Rock, I mean, what else does Rock really have? Unless we can make Rock and Sock work at 20, but we're already using Cena's show there.
Have to use Cena. If we're not using a Cena, I hate to say it, but we screw ourselves. The only other Cena match we would be able to use would be the triple threat at 25 with Edge and Big Show.
I kind of like using Warrior Savage at 7 for now. Warrior Savage at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Brett at 13. Brock Angle from 19 for our title match. Cena show at 20. And Hogan Rock from 18. I think if that's our backbone right now.
Let me ask you, though, in all honesty, do you really, you were talking about a title match of epic proportions. Does Brock Angle reach that Warrior Hogan?
Well, I think
Brock
I think
Angle's no, I don't think it's no better or no worse than Diesel Shawn.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, it definitely is. That was a big hyped match in 2003. I mean, I think it is. And it's a much better match. It's a much, much better match. Chad, do you agree?
I would say that Brock Angle is not as good as Warrior Hogan or as Austin versus Rock, but to be able to still keep like Austin versus Brett, which a lot of people would put as the number one WrestleMania match of all time, even when we did it on the message board.
Right.
That was the number one match. So to keep that in play, I think is kind of important.
And if we can keep Warrior Savage. I mean,
that was number two, actually. So those were the top two winners when we did our tournament on the message board.
Right, so I feel like if you can keep those three, I feel like Brock Kurt with those two matches are better than Warrior Hogan. And Rock Hogan is big, too. I mean, that's a big match to have on your card. So now we're talking Warrior Savage, Rock Hogan, Brett Austin, and Brock Kurt. I mean, those are like 8 of your top guys through that era, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, Rock Hogan is a massive match, you know. It's better than using the tag at one, I think.
Yes. I agree.
And that opens up Piper Adonis from three if we want it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, then, all right, let's put that in. So,
okay, let's put Piper Adonis in.
We'll put Piper Adonis at three. We'll put Warrior Savage at seven.
And we're done.
And that's it. Goodbye, everybody. Angle, Brock at 19. I tell you, JR, I got to be honest, this was not a path I was expecting us to take tonight.
Well, this is great because I want it to be very different from your kind of prelim path.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Chad has one too, so I'm hoping this is different than his.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good to have a lot of variety. And I think Brock, Kurt, to me, is in that at the very top of that next tier. Like, you got Rock, Austin, Hogan, Warrior kind of in the tier of their own. And I feel like this one is like at the very top of that next kind of marquee name. I mean, it was a big deal at the time, these two going at it in 03.
It is true.
I mean, everyone thought that was going to be the changing of the guard as far as the style of main event matches goes and everything else.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And remember, that was a big transition. It was a hyped match because it was a much more of a transition mania than people remember.
Right.
And it was helped by a good undercard. I mean, Rock Austin and Hogan Vince and Jericho Shawn. I mean, you had some good battles to help that main event look even shinier. So.
And it was a big matchup too, because two guys with the amateur style, two mainstream names. You know, it's kind of the match everyone had been waiting for, and there's a lot of scare going around that it wasn't even going to happen because of Angle's neck injury. So I think it's a fitting candidate where it could be the world title match, but we don't even need it to main event the show. I mean, we can avoid the bullet of WrestleMania 18 and put Hogan Rock on last, you know, if we want.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
I think that leaves us with a lot of marquee matches on the card between Bret Austin, Warrior Savage, and then the world title match there and Hogan Rock. And that's four top flight Mania matches.
Okay. So we've covered, and how many belts have we used? Only two.
Right. The U.S. More belts and the duty. So we still got the world.
We still got the world. I think the easiest world to pencil in because it's a good match and it covers both guys because their other matches are average, particularly one of them is Triple H Batista from 21. I'll tell you why. Triple H has a lot of it's the best of the world title matches that he's in that we can use. We obviously can't use him and Booker now, and that match is average.
Can you Sheamus and Daniel Bryan?
One of my many solutions last night had that match there, and I'm like, no, we're gonna get laughed off the fucking air if we throw that out.
It was actually a pretty important match when you look at it. Not only to launch Sheamus, but that was really the kickoff point of Daniel Bryan's mega push. I mean, everyone thought he was getting buried and he was gonna be dead at the time, but that launched him into the stratosphere because of the reaction. So it's actually a pretty historically important match in a way, but
yeah, I just hate putting an 18-second match.
Yeah, true, match. But you know, some but point
you're right though. Historically, you're right.
I had to use that on my prelim when I got stuck. I had to use that as my world title match. Actually.
Wow, really?
I mean, the only other one I think is Jericho Edge at 26.
I have another match at 26.
Okay,
that I want to use that I like to recommend,
mm-hmm.
and I have Jericho in a slot that doesn't pigeonhole us and gives us a decent match at another Mania that didn't have many.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm completely blind on this, so I may be chucking shit out there and won't work. I mean, we got Taker Edge too, which was a very good match at 24, but I'm sure Taker's a guy we may need later.
We got to be careful with Taker because he doesn't have a lot of. Because again, it's all about quality too, listeners.
So you're ready to throw out Triple H in this match. Does that mean you're not looking for the Taker Triple H sell at 28?
No. Mm-hmm. I had that on one of my
let me ask you this too. Now you had said, now we're going to use Rock Hogan, but you had said if we don't use Cena, we're stuck. I mean, we could have used Cena Rock from 28.
Yes, I have a kind of a unique match for 28 because it involves a bunch of guys that we, I kind of use this show, kind of at the end.
Okay.
So I didn't use a main event at 28. I used a match in the middle.
Well, let me throw this out there. Are we better off with Rock Cena at 28 to get Cena in a good match? Opens up 20. And then use Hogan from 1 instead of Hogan Rock. Which could also open up the world title. Well, I don't know if you want to use Sean from 20, though. That's the only issue there. I was going to say opens up the world title match triple threat from 20.
Mm. I feel we need Sean in something better. But not that that match is not. Not that that match is chopped liver, but. Yeah.
What do you think, Chad? Would you rather have Rock Cena or Hogan Rock?
I do think the problem, if you do the scenario you just played out, is then Sean is nullified. Mm-hmm. And to me, Sean and Undertaker were the two toughest people to kind of slot in. Because, I mean, like, even from 23, you still have Taker versus Batista, which is a really good match, too. Right, yeah. But then
love that
Taker,
match.
Taker's done there, too. So I don't know.
I mean, you got to look at 25 and think Taker Shawn's the pick, right? Was that what you used, Scott, in your other one?
I actually used 26.
I'm just looking at 25 because I know it's a better match.
Mm. I used 25 in my prelim.
And 25 doesn't have much else on it.
Yeah, I painted my not painted myself into a corner, but I couldn't use Sean in something else. And Taker was a tough one because you don't want to make sure Taker gets a good match. You don't want to get painted into a corner and end up having to use like the Bundy match or something. You wanted to make sure Taker was given something pretty good. Same with Sean. I used a decent match at 25, but well, we weren't going to use either title match at 25.
Well, so let's put Taker Sean in for now. I think that's okay. Sean's best Mania match. I think it's okay. Taker's best Mania match.
Okay.
I mean, Sean had some really good ones. You got the Kurt at 21, but we can't use Kurt now. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jericho in 19, but 19's taken.
Even Vince, well, not Vince, 22.
Well, we got him and Razor. We got him and Razor at 10. If we want to use our IC title match here, because we're not going to use Savage Steamboat.
Right.
And we're not
really
using Bret
IC title. Right. That's not a bad idea. And that way we get the IC title match not out of the way.
Well, we could
but
use
at least
Taker
we...
Batista.
If we're gonna use Batista's only got two good Mania matches. Him and Hunter at 21, and him and Taker at 23. Those are really only the two good Batista matches.
All right, Chad. What do you think? Would you rather have Taker Batista and Razor Sean, or Taker Sean
and Triple H Batista?
Well, no, we don't even have to use that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Or just Taker Sean, basically. Would you rather have the ladder match with Batista Taker, or just Taker Sean from 25?
I think, so you get the ladder match and Batista Taker.
Which also takes up all, that takes up all world title.
That would go the world title. And then only thing with that is I don't know, then WrestleMania 21 gets pretty icky, for matchups because you've already used, Angle.
Well, we could use Ray Eddie.
Could use Ray Eddy, so that's a possibility.
Or even Trish Christie, I mean, if we absolutely have to.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think two for one's a good deal because you are getting two great matches. I mean, I like Michaels Taker from 25. I think that's probably the best match of the three, but I think the other two are right there, one minor step under it. So
I guess we have to decide, is it worth losing Taker, Sean, to get those other two?
Yeah, and also from an IC title standpoint, I can't think of anything right offhand. I mean, that'd be a marquee IC title match from 10.
Right, because we're going to lose. We can't use Piper Brett because we're already using Brett. We can't use Savage Steamboat because we're using Savage. Those are really the only big ones.
Yeah, I mean, like Warrior Rude is probably another minor choice, but we've already used Warrior.
If we're not using Rock Hogan at 18, we could use RVD Regal.
Well, we are using Rock Hogan. I think that's. Okay. I think that's in. I think it's bigger than Rock Cena. Honestly, I think I'd rather have that as our main event.
It is. It is bigger than Rock Cena, in reverse.
All right, Scott. Let's go with the ladder. I think the ladder match at 10 is big to have. Okay. Is it Sean's best Mania match? Probably not.
At the time, it was probably his best Mania match for 9 years.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And to pick up Taker Batista for the world title, I think that's better than Triple H Batista. I'd rather have Eddie. Ray, and then Taker Batista, then Triple H Batista.
Okay.
So I think we use Eddie Ray at 21. And we can't even use Big Show Akibono because we're already using Big Show. And Taker Batista is excellent, so we know that. In 23, we can't use Cena Sean. So what else would have even come from 23 we could have used?
23.
Lashley Umaga, you know? It's like, there's nothing else there, really.
How about... here's one. I mean, I'm going to tip my hand a little bit, but for my 23 match, I took the ECW Originals against a New Breed.
Yeah, that match wasn't that good, though.
Well, it's a pick.
Right.
So it's not awful. I mean,
no, but I'm just saying I'd rather have Taker Batista from that show, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, I'd say let's go this way for now. We may have to regroup and okay. circle back if we run into trouble.
Sure. Of course. All right.
All right, let me throw this one out there for you then. WrestleMania 22, Edge and Foley for the hardcore title, or in a hardcore match.
All right, well, we've used Edge, and there's really nowhere else to put it. Well, if you use Edge here, then you lose him in the triangle at 16, and right. You lose the TLC 2 at 17.
Right.
But that doesn't faze me, because again, we're looking for quality, and we know, JR, that one of your favorite manias of all time is WrestleMania 2.
well, you know what a big one at 17 opens up is Shane Vince.
Is Shane Vince, yes.
Because we're not going to use either of those guys, and we're not using 17 at all yet. So I think we put that in right now.
Okay.
Shane Vince on 17.
Okay. I recommend for the tag titles, we use Bulldog's Dream Team. Because it's the only real show. The only other match on there that's worth anything is Hogan Bundy, and we've already used the title. I really don't want to use anything else on that show.
Right, so is that having that plus Edge Foley better than the ladder match at 16? Chad, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the proper way to go about mm-hmm. doing
okay,
that.
Okay, so Dream Team Bulldogs at 2, Edge Foley at 22. That leaves us in a bit of a bind at 16. We can do Kane Rikishi versus the Outlaws. We can't use the triple threat because we already lost Angle.
We only lost Kurt.
And we could do something stupid like TNA versus Edge. We'll come back to 16. Let's see what else we have. And we can maybe even use the hardcore battle royal.
Mm.
I don't think we're going to use any of those other guys. So, all right, let's. What other titles do we have left?
We have the women's title.
Okay.
We have the tag team titles used. All right, IC, we settled on Shawn and Razor, right?
Yep.
Okay.
US we've used.
US we've used. European title.
Well, now remember, we made this rule before. We don't have to use
everything.
We always said we had to use the worlds, the tag, the IC.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think the US is even the one.
No. It was IC, tag, and the two tops. That's it.
Right. So we don't need to use a cruiserweight.
No. No. I had a Euro title in my preliminary, but we blew that out. So.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't really defended that often. All right. I'd say then if we get the titles filled in, let's start at the top and see what else we can work in. So WrestleMania 1.
Are we using the tag? Oh no, we're using Hogan Rock. I recommend Wendy and Leilani Kai for the women's title.
What about Stud Bundy? I mean, Stud Andre. We gotta get Andre in the card.
We do have to get Andre in the card.
The other option could be 5. We could use him and Jake.
If I had to pick one or the other, I kind of dig.
I like Stud Andre. That's a big match.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
5, I think, has a pretty fun match that's really easy to slot in.
Yes, I have it. I have it on my prelim. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, might as well talk about it now. Strike Force Brainbusters.
Yeah,
that's actually not what I.
Oh,
wow,
that was the one I had. Only because that would have been Arn and Tully's sole WrestleMania appearance.
I couldn't use that one in my prelim, so that's why I didn't pick it. I had Perfect Laser.
Let's put that one in. Let's put in the tag. Is that all right, you, Scott?
Yeah, that's fine. No, I like that. I couldn't use the tag because I had Martel somewhere else. So,
all right. So, back to 1 then. I think we can use Stud Bundy. I mean, like you said, Stud Bundy. So used to saying them together. Stud and Andre in the slam match. 2, we're good. 3, we're good, right? We got Piper Adonis. 4.
Rude Jake?
Yeah, I mean, not a great match, but these are two guys we should probably have on the card. The only other one I could think of is maybe DiBiase Duggan, which actually isn't bad for a Duggan match. And it gets DiBiase in the card. But I think Rude and Jake are two guys we need to have on there.
Okay.
Because I don't see where else we're going to get DiBiase. Oh, actually. Well, no, because 6 now we lose Jake if we do. Actually, I'd like to use Beefcake Perfect from 6.
Okay.
Or.
Can't do that because the Dream Team.
Yeah, that's right. We can't use Beefcake.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
Unless we say it's a different gimmick.
Well, what if we change our one match to the women? And use my favorite tag team title match, Demolition and the Colossal Connection.
That's
instead
solid.
Of the Dream Team Bulldogs.
You don't leave us much for two.
I'd rather have this match, though.
So that'd be Leilani and Wendy at one, Dream Team Colossal at six, and then we have to slot in two.
Yeah, we need another two. I mean, we lose Perfect, but we couldn't use Beefcake anyway if we use the Dream Team match. And now we could use... Oh, no, we already got five, right? We could do Beefcake. Well, no, we can't use the IC. I say we stick with Jake Roode at four. Two, I mean, whatever. Two's two, you know? We can use Steamboat and Hercules. That's not a bad match.
No, it's not a bad match. It's actually probably one of the top three of two, probably.
Yeah, because we won't be using Steamboat anywhere else, right? Unless we use him in that. Well, was he actually in the match at 25 versus Jericho?
Yeah, he was the last one.
So that's possible.
We haven't used Jericho yet.
Well, yeah. Let's throw Steamboat Herc in here, because this we can change easy. I mean, if we're going to toss in Morocco Orndorff or...
Yeah. We can just
we
throw
can always
something
flip
in.
This around if we have to. Even Donis.
Well, who did... what was it? It was Terry Funk and... Who did the Funk
Tito.
Face? Oh, Tito.
It was Terry.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
It was Terry and Haas against Tito and JYD.
And that's a good match, too, but we'd rather have Tito at five.
Yeah. Unless we do Perfect Blazer at five, if you think Perfect Blazer and that tag is better than the Brainbuster Strike Force and whatever.
I love that Brainbusters match.
I do, too. I love any Brainbusters match.
All right, so we'll roll with that then. So at two, just so one now is Leilani versus Wendy Richter.
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to have, I mean, the later years, all the Trish matches, like we already have matches on those cards pretty much, so I don't think there's another women's match we're going to use. So,
and honestly, that was one of the matches that was hyped heavily on that card.
Yeah, and it gets us a little celebrity induction, even though I have another one in mind for later, but this gets us a little celebrity involvement on the card as well. So Richter Leilani from one, Herc Steamboat from two, Adonis Piper at three, Jake Roode at four. What do we say for five? Oh, Strike Force, Brainbusters, and the Demolition Colossals at six for the 10. That's our tag title match. I mean, if we can get that in there easily, I think we need to. That's such a great moment. We can have that right where it was on WrestleMania 6, second on the show.
That's right.
All right, WrestleMania 7, we have Warrior Savage, so we're set there. Mm-hmm. Eight. That's another world title match, Scott, that would have been interesting, is Flair Savage. But
Yeah.
We got to have Savage Warrior. I think that's a must.
Mm-hmm.
So eight's tough. I think we can't
use my pick because we already used a guy.
Owen versus Skinner.
I think we have to. That's the only option because we are using Martel. We could use that. No, we can't use it. Well, yeah, we could use the eight man.
Are we sure?
Gets a lot of guys on there.
Mm.
Right? He's the only other guy is Repo Man, but we said that's a different gimmick.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a different gimmick.
I'd rather get the eight guys on the show than Owen Skinner, right? I mean, I know we lose Owen, but...
Who else is in that eight man? Nasty, Slaughter,
Virgil, Boss Man, Duggan, Mounty, Repo. Oh, what do you think, Scott? You think that or Owen Skinner? I mean, Owen Skinner's only a minute. At least this one gives us some meat.
Oh, I'd rather have the eight man tag. You want to get guys on the show. You want some entertainment.
And we get Ray Combs. So that's always
a plus. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Man, I know you want the Ray Combs.
I feel bad that it's looking like Owen may be a casualty here, but. We'll see.
People are going to be casualties no matter what list you pick. And just to preface as well, listeners, if you're doing this yourself, and we'd love for you to try, don't even attempt a Money in the Bank. You're not going to get it done. Don't even try it. You're screwed, period, if you attempt it. And plus, we're going to have a bunch of them when we do the July card. So I wouldn't even, don't even sweat it that there's no, you're not going to get a Money in the Bank.
All right, WrestleMania 9, I think we have three options here. We have Doink versus Crush.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Steiners versus the Head Shrinkers. And Luger Perfect, if we want to get Perfect on the show.
I didn't pick Luger Perfect in my prelim because I had Perfect somewhere else. But if we're going to pick of those three, I kind of like the Steiner's Head Shrinkers, as much of a shit show as it is.
I guess I would agree. I mean,
it's a safe pick. It's a safe pick. We use four guys that we're not going to use anywhere else.
I just hate to lose Perfect. I mean, this is our last chance for Perfect.
Well, in our instance, yes. I couldn't. I had already used Perfect, so I needed to use this. But
what do you think, Chad?
I'm still typing in that atrocity from WrestleMania 8. Say that scenario one more
what do you,
time.
What do you think
so
of
Luger Perfect?
Either Luger Perfect or Steiner's Head Shrinkers.
I mean, I think Steiner's Head Shrinkers may be a smidge better match, but Luger and Perfect are probably two bigger WWF names overall. So
I'd probably
lean that way, I guess.
I think I kind of agree, Scott. I think I'd rather get Perfect on the show.
Okay, I agree. Sure.
I feel like he was such a staple of those early Manias. I feel like he's going to be on there.
No, I'm just saying I had him somewhere else on my prelims. So right. I definitely love Perfect. I just didn't have him there. I had him somewhere else. But that's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're set at 10. 11 is where I thought we could get our celebrity fulfillment with LT and Bigelow.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything else to pick.
No, you're right. The opener we could have if we didn't use Luger.
You were not slipping that in there. Sorry. We are not putting that in there.
Well.
No, we can't. We can't anyway because we use Luger.
Yeah, but I have good news. Because at WrestleMania 12, if we change our WrestleMania 4 match, we can get some big guys in here. We can get Vader on, Owen Hart, the British Bulldog, Yokozuna, Ahmed Johnson with that opening six-man.
Could use that.
Honestly, I think we have to.
Okay.
That's the only match we can use.
Yeah, this is the only match we can use.
So we got to change 4. We can go back to Doug and DiBiase, but now Chad's going to have to delete all those names he put in.
He's going to kill you.
Oh, no, we can't use Owen now at 8, so that's going to stay at 8.
Yeah.
How about DiBiase Morocco? We should have DiBiase on the card, too.
Oh, yeah. And I like that match, actually.
What do you think of that, Chad?
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. This is gonna be hail.
All right, DiBiase Morocco at 4 instead of Rude Jake. So we're gonna lose Rude in all this, but we gain DiBiase.
We got some. There's gonna be some casualties no matter how you make a list.
Well, I think DiBiase is more important to the WrestleMania canon than Rude, and Alpar will be happy. So, and then 12 is the 6-man. This is that, which is great because now we get Owen on the card. We get Bulldog on the card. I was worried about not getting him in. Yeah, Vader, Yoko. And these are all Mania staples that deserve to be on the card. And that's a good opener, too.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. You all caught up, Chad.
Good to go.
Okay. All right. 13, we're good. We got Brett and Austin there. 14, a couple options. We can use
Taka Aguila.
Or Mero and Sable versus Goldust and Luna. Which gets Goldust on the card, which otherwise he may not be.
Kind of dig that Aguila-Taka match. I think we need something fast and quick and crazy, kind of in the middle.
Let me ask you this, though, about having Sable at her peak kind of on the card. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that match, getting Sable and Goldust on the card to me means more than, you know, Aguila.
Okay.
I just feel like if you're looking at Mania.
Yeah.
Like, we already have work rate. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have awesome matches.
Right, it's true.
I think now we should really be filling out the name quality. I feel like Goldust is a guy we got to have on there.
Okay.
I feel like he's another Mania guy, you know?
Yeah, we've lost a lot of, and we've used all of his options at other stuff anyway, so.
Right, I mean, at this point, our only major casualty is Rude. So, I mean, if we can get through this with having a lot of the major players outside of him, I think we're in good shape. But I think Taka Aguila is a waste pick if we have something. I mean, that's one you pick when you have, like, that's your only option, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's not an overwhelming. If it was, like, him and Sasuke or whatever, I mean, that's different. I mean, him and Aguila was okay. Nothing special.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was okay.
All right, 15, we don't have anything yet, right?
No, well, we don't.
All right, well, here we run into a little bit of trouble, maybe. We may be stuck with Butterbean and Bark Gunn, unless we use, actually, we can use Billy Gunn, Holly, and Snow for the hardcore.
Although I think the moment of Bark Gunn getting knocked into next Christmas, I think, is a memorable moment.
I feel that. I agree. That goes with my whole push here for...
Stands a test of time.
Yeah, let's use that then for a little bit more celebrity involvement. It's easier.
Yeah. Yep.
You get Gorilla as the judge. Vinny Paz.
Last moment.
All right, 16. We haven't decided yet, right? Well, let's leave that one open still.
All right, 17, we have Shane Vince.
Yep.
18, we have Rock and Hogan. Mm-hmm. 19, we have Kurt and Brock. 20, do we pick a 20 yet? Right, we use the triple threat, right?
No, Cena. Cena show.
We did keep Cena show.
Yeah.
Okay. Cena show. 21, Ray Eddie, right?
Yes, 21's Ray Eddie.
Ray Eddie. 22
Edge
was,
Foley.
Edge Foley. 23
Batista Taker.
Batista Taker. 24.
24 even not done yet.
No. JBL Finley?
No. I have one for you.
Oh.
You said you did not think we were able to get a Money in the Bank on. But au contraire, Scotty. See?
Mm.
CM Punk, Shelton Benjamin, Carlito, Chris Jericho, Mr. Kennedy, John Morrison, and MVP in a Money in the Bank ladder match. It gets us Punk, gets us Jericho, and we get a Money in the Bank.
Okay. All right, if we don't get painted into a corner later on.
All right, Scott, Chad may just put Money in the Bank for now, so you don't have to type all the names for no reason.
Yeah, we'll because I'm telling you, JR, we get to the 27, 20, we're going to be...
But we've used, I feel like we've used a bunch of those. Haven't we? Oh, no. Well...
No,
actually,
we haven't used it. We haven't given a last three. We haven't had it. Well, 28. We have Roxy. Oh, no, we don't have that.
No, we don't have anything yet from 25 down. So, all right. Well, we'll see. Let's come back.
All right, okay.
25. All right. 25. Well, that Money in the Bank's also an option if we need it. So,
yeah.
We can use Matt versus Jeff.
Yes, it can be. I like Matt versus. Well, that's what I pick. That's what I have.
Let's go with that because I think. We can't. We've already used Piper and Steamboat and Jericho, so we can't use that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have the Money in the Bank from 24. I think it's a better match.
Okay.
And we can't use. Oh, we haven't used Kane yet, though, right? He's one guy we haven't used.
Well, we haven't put a match at 16 yet. We could use him there.
Okay. Let's go back. Well, we'll go back if we need it.
We'll go back to that.
All right. So it's 25. Let's pencil in Matt versus Jeff. Those are two guys, again, we should have on the show anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, 26. How about Randy Orton versus Cody versus DiBiase?
Okay. That does leave you in a bind. Well, does that leave us in a bind for 27, though?
Well, let's look ahead. 27.
Keep in mind we haven't done Triple H either yet.
Oh.
So that would leave him eliminated if we didn't do him versus Sheamus.
Well, let's do him versus Sheamus then.
Okay.
That might cost us Orton. Unless
I had an Orton match.
Well, you could do Orton Punk, but then we lose that Money in the Bank.
Mm.
We can't do Cody Ray from 28. We could do the celebrity. Oh, no, we can't use Morrison. Also, we could do the Snooki match. Oh, we could do Lawler and Cole.
Ugh,
I know, but...
Well, if we do Orton and Punk at 27 and then try to finagle 24, it's possible.
Well, we could do Kane Chavo for the ECW. You get Kane on the show.
Well, you could even do Mayweather versus Big Show and then 20 do something like Jericho versus Christian.
And then lose Cena.
And maybe try to slot Cena.
I don't think we can.
Well, I mean, it'd have to be him versus The Miz at 27.
No, that's the title.
Oh, yeah, that's for that's the title. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Lose Cena. So, yeah, that's kind of a lose a big name versus probably better matches. But we could always do, like you said, Kane versus Chavo. That's no big deal.
I think I'd rather have that with Cena show. The Cena show was like a big match. That was like Cena's coming out moment, kind of.
Mm.
I mean, Floyd and show is fun, but it's not like we already have celebrity matches, you know.
Oh, that's the best celebrity match of all time, my friend.
You think it's better than LT Bigelow?
Yeah, I do actually, but I don't. That's not a must-have.
No, I don't know.
Show this big.
I mean, is it worth losing Cena? I guess.
I don't think so.
No. We can't lose Cena. Can't lose Cena.
You know, Cena Rock is our only other option. Then that opens a whole other can of worms. So I don't think. Yeah. So what do you think, though? Would you rather have Punk and Orton? Well, I guess we have to, right? Because we have no other option at 27. Unless we use, well.
No, you have to use Cole and Lawler.
So what's better than Cole and Lawler in the Money in the Bank or Punk, Orton, and Kane and Chavo?
I would definitely do Punk, Orton, and Kane and Chavo.
Okay, let's do that then. Is that all right with you, Scott?
That's,
one that costs is Jericho.
Not in my eyes. I have Jericho somewhere. Oh, if we're not using the Money in the Bank, so Jericho's open again.
Yeah, but that's it. That was our last chance to use him.
Who do you face this year? You could do him versus Fandango.
I picked that.
Yeah, because we can't use this. I was thinking maybe Shield match.
Can't use a Shield match because we used
Unless you want to use Triple H Brock.
I had Triple H Brock,
that,
but
that and then that ruins the.
Oh, Brock. That's right. Never
title.
Mind. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Fuck,
yeah,
no.
Then you
never mind.
Lose your title match.
All right, let's do Jericho Fandango at 29. Punk Orton, which is a pretty good match. At 27?
Punk Orton? Yeah, 27. Yep.
Triple H Sheamus at 26. And then Kane, and I guess Kane on the card at 24. I guess the ECW title on the card. So what's the only one we're missing right now? 28?
And 16.
That's right. All right. So 28. I could get my girl Maria Menounos on there.
Yeah.
It's either that or the... Can we use the team? I think we can. The team Johnny versus Team Teddy?
I had that match on a few of my...
I think we can use
problems.
That. And that gets a whole bunch of guys on there. Mm. It gets us Henry, Dolph, Miz, Booker. Okay, let's use that one. And then 16, we can't use the Kane match anymore now.
Mm. Unless we use JBL Finley.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
JBL Finley at 24, and then Rikishi Kane versus X-Pac Road Dogg at 16.
Yes. And the only guys I can think of that we don't have on there are Rude and Benoit.
I mean, Rude had...
Rude, you're screwed. I mean, really. Unless you use him and Snuka at 6, which you're not going to use. Because you can't use him Warrior 5, and now we can't use him and Jake at 6, because we're using Jake at 12.
Yeah, 4.
And then, 4, yeah. And then Benoit is tough, because he's always in matches with other guys that we need to use. He fought Kurt twice, then he was with Sean, and then he was with... 23 could use him in MVP if we weren't using Taker Batista. And 22, we want to use Mick Edge. We can't even use him and JBL there.
Mm.
And then that Money in the Bank at 21 is way too loaded.
No, it's got too many.
Because you would lose Edge.
In. Yeah, lose.
Well, Edge is really the only guy that would make a difference.
Mm. Which means you'd have to change the 22 match.
Well, what's better, that Money in the Bank or Edge Foley?
Edge Foley.
You agree?
So dramatic. Chad, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Edge Foley's an epic. Memorable.
I mean, I argue that first Money in the Bank is arguably maybe the best still, but I'm with you. I think I'd rather watch Edge Foley. So did you get that other switch, Chad? 24 is now JBL Finley?
Yep, it's in.
Which is good, because you get JBL on the card.
Mm.
All right. So we need to pick an arena.
Okay.
We need to pick an announce team.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should organize the matches, and I think we need to pick a musical act. As much as I don't want to, I feel like they've been such a big part of the show since like 17 that we should probably pick one.
Okay.
So
what's the and we need a theme. You know, like that.
All grown
the
up.
Official song.
oh yeah, that's right. Theme.
No, I definitely like "Easy Lover" by Phil Collins.
No, we need to use the WrestleMania theme.
Oh, that's a theme. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we got to use. That's our intro theme. Yep. Is the original WrestleMania theme.
Is the original WrestleMania theme. Started in 1990.
All right, so what was the arena, Scott? I know we had talked about this previously. We were going to use MSG elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
We used MSG, right? Did we use it for the Rumble?
We used it for the Rumble.
Okay.
Because
we felt like we needed to use an arena.
We needed a stadium.
A stadium, yep.
We need a stadium.
And I have one in mind, but I'll let you toss yours out there first if you want.
Well, the logical choice, and I know it's the one you want, is Skydome.
Yes.
I'm partial to MetLife because we were there. But but I think we have to have it at Skydome.
I mean, MetLife had a very good look. It was very cool. But Skydome hosted 6 and 18, two very good shows.
Two very good shows.
And they were awesome at both of them.
Yeah. That's really it. I mean, if you really want to be old school, we could do Trump Plaza, but that I think
that
wrecks
sucked.
It because there's nobody there.
No, the only other one
has to be Skydome.
Yeah, the only other one I could think of is maybe if we didn't want to do in a stadium, we could do like Chicago. I mean, I think Chicago, MSG, and Toronto to me are like the three mania staples.
Yep.
But I say we go Toronto. I think Toronto deserves it. They had two great shows, and the crowds were awesome. So
yeah, yeah, I think so.
All right, announced team.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Gorilla and Jesse.
We have to use Gorilla and Jesse.
Yeah,
we have to.
Agreed.
There's no doubt about it.
You want to use Cole, JBL, and Lawler?
You want to use Stephanie Wyand? Wasn't she in the backstage? Who's our backstage? Is Nicholas Turturro our
yes.
our sideline guy?
All right, music act.
Salt and Pepper.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, perfect.
Course.
We should do America the Beautiful as well. We gotta pick.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
I was thinking her. I mean, here are the music acts we could use. We could use Puff from 29, who I thought was pretty good.
I thought it was good too.
We got Limp Bizkit, obviously, from 17.
I know you're trying to
and
18.
And 19. Where the fuck the ones are good? Seven, were they 17, 19?
18 was Drowning Pool.
We have Motorhead.
Yep, yeah, they were play. 2, 19 and 21. Although 21, you could say that was 1.5 because nobody knew the fucking words at 21.
The other options are Drowning Pool and Saliva, of course.
Yeah.
I kind of like Salt and Pepper. What if we do two entrance bands? We do Salt and Pepper playing LT Down, because I feel like that was a big part of the atmosphere of that match. And then we do Motorhead playing down Triple H, and those are our two.
Okay. Yep, I like that.
Musical guests.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want, well, if you have to say we have to have a concert, I'd pick Puff.
Yeah, I like Puff. Puff was good.
All right, so America the Beautiful. Are we in agreement that it's Aretha?
It's got to be Aretha. That was a seminal moment in the history of WrestleMania. The whole story of Vince feeling his father's presence and introduced her, and even though Gorilla said she was a bitch.
So you don't want to use Mean Gene?
Mean Gene at 1. It was good. Ray Charles at 2 was pretty good, though.
Yeah, Charles wasn't bad. I say we use...
you could argue that Ray Charles at 2 was the highlight of the fucking show.
Well, who else was there? I mean, we had, was it like Perry Hilson or whatever?
Rockin' Robin 5.
Nicole Scherzinger. John Legend was about it, 24.
John Legend was bad.
Ariba.
That's right, Ariba McIntyre.
Ariba McIntyre.
Michelle
what's her name?
Williams.
The girl at 11.
Could use
the Olympian at 11.
The Harlem Boys Choir wasn't bad.
No, they were good. What about what's her face? What was the chick that sang at 19?
We have Ashanti.
Not Aaliyah.
Ashanti.
She sang at 19. Right?
You also have Little Richard
at 10. Yeah.
Johnny B. Bad. Boys to Men did 15.
That's right. Philly.
You had the DX Band at 14.
I don't know, Chad. What is your heart tugging towards?
I would say either Aretha or Ray Charles. To me, those are the two most iconic. So
yeah.
I would say either Aretha or the Boys Choir.
The Boys Choir at 20 was good.
How about we do Aretha singing with the Boys Choir backing her up? And John Legend playing the piano.
Wow. That's a lot of money. What kind of budget do we have?
Unlimited, baby.
Unlimited, baby.
They walk through the light. I say we do... No, let's do Aretha. I think it's the best way to go.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the official song, of course, is the theme.
Right.
And
now we need the match order.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, let's work backwards. So, main event. How do you want to stack the card? Are we doing the big matches at the top? Or are we going to do a couple in the middle and then a couple sparsed? Or do you like to just stack them?
No, I think we need to disperse.
Okay.
I think Kurt Brock has to be last.
I think Hogan Rock has to be last.
Yeah, you might be right.
In Skydome, What do you think, Chad?
Hogan, I really don't think the WWE title probably should be last here.
Even over Hogan Rock? We're risking another situation?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think should.
Yeah, no, he said shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I'm agreeing with you. Shut up. And yeah, so probably Hogan Rock, I think, would be my choice if I had to pick one. Because you know the crowd's not going to be dead for that, no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with that as a main event. And Chad, how do you feel? Do you feel, are you the type that likes to see the big matches stacked? Like, would you want to put the world title match either right before this or with one fluff in between? I think that has to be our next match from the top. Even though we have Bret Austin and Warrior Savage, I feel like the world title match needs to be at least either right before this or one in between the two.
Which, Batista Taker or Brock Angle?
Brock Angle. I feel like that needs to be at the top.
I think you could put that match right before this one because they're so stylistically different.
So let me run this by you, Scott. What if we do two sets of our big matches? So we have three here, and we pick three big matches for the middle. Okay. And then we break up the card almost into two halves because we got 29 matches on this fucking thing. So
yeah, we're going to do we're gonna have an old-school intermission.
Right.
With the countdown on it.
So why don't we say Rock Hogan, Brock Angle, and one other big one here, and then Batista
Taker
is the headliner in the middle with Warrior Savage stacked in front of it, and then we just get decided if we want Bret Austin there or here.
Ugh.
And Vince Shane should probably be away from Bret Austin to me because those are very similar.
I would also say Foley Edge should probably be different from those two.
I think Foley Edge should open.
Oof. That's a big opener.
Get it. Get everybody out of the gate now. Immediately.
Jeez, this is gonna be hard. You don't want to open with Ray and Eddie? And then go into that?
No, I think Ray Eddie would be a good match after the intermission. I think Ray Eddie would be a good match out of the intermission.
Okay, let's do that. I like that. So let's do Taker Batista going into the intermission. Before it is Warrior Savage. So we stack the two there. And I say we use Bret Austin and Vince Shane to bust up the other clusters as we move along. All right, so we open with Edge Foley then.
Yep.
And then I say we use a kind of one of our stinkers there, maybe like DiBiase Morocco or Herc Steamboat, and then go into Demolition Colossals third. So what do you think second? DiBiase Morocco or
Herc
Steamboat.
DiBiase Morocco.
Okay.
After the Edge Foley opener,
we may need two cooldowns before the tag title. After Edge Foley, you want to use two quick ones: DiBiase Morocco,
and then
you want to use Butterbean Bart here.
Butterbean Bart would be good there. Yeah, that's a quickie.
And then four, we go Colossal's Demolition. And then I say we do.
That's a good feel good moment.
Yeah, so maybe then we come back with JBL Finley.
That definitely doesn't match up to Edge Foley, at least in terms of violence.
Right, I don't figure we get Matt. And we get a lot of those kind. We got Matt Jeff, which is, you know, hardcore, but not over the top.
No.
You know what? Let's move Warrior Savage down one. Let's put that eight-man from eight in between that and Taker Batista.
Okay.
Because Warrior Savage is so emotional. I feel like we need a fart match in between those two.
Yeah, I agree. What do we have at one again?
We have the women's match.
We have the women's match. Okay.
We can stick that wherever later.
We can cushion that between two of the main events at the end, kind of like it did in real life. Maybe put it before Hogan Rock.
After Brock Angle.
After Brock Angle.
All right, let's keep going where we are. So we got JBL Finley.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget we got Razor Shawn too, which is another kind of hardcore based match. Let's stick a Herc Steamboat in here.
Okay.
And now I think we need a big one. So we got Vince Shane, or we can use Bret Austin or Razor Shawn.
We need a title match. We should put Razor Shawn there.
Well, we just have the tag.
Oh, okay.
Let's do Vince Shane there.
Okay.
And then let's come down with two decent ones. Maybe Fandango, Jericho, and Luger Perfect, something like that. Or one of the tags, maybe the Brainbusters.
Oh, yeah. I like the Brainbusters there.
Let's do that after Fandango.
That's a solid match.
And then I say we either do the ladder or Bret Austin here.
Oof. 6 of 1, half dozen of the other.
I guess if we're looking at it as far as, like, if we're going kind of to more important, we should probably use Razor Shawn here. Bret Austin's kind of the bigger match to have later in the show. All right, so now we got two we can slot in here that are kind of... to get us to Warrior Savage. So we can use Luger Perfect. We have the Mero Goldust match. Rikishi Kane. Punk Orton. Triple H Sheamus.
A lot there.
Get the 12. Six man. What do you think?
Oh, that's sweet.
Piper Adonis.
Wow. What do you think, Chad?
Piper Adonis wouldn't be bad there.
After Razor Shawn?
Yeah, because that is kind of a cool-down match in the way it was worked, but also could keep the crowd up, I think.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go with
that's
that.
A 50-50. I like that.
And then we should use a real shit one in between there. So either Mero, the Mero match or the Rikishi one. I'd say one of those two. Or the Team Johnny, Team Teddy.
Put the Miro match here. We need some TNA there.
Okay.
We haven't had any women in the middle of this part, in the middle part of the show.
All right, so then we had our two big matches.
And that would be cool just real quickly because that would set up Sable into the whole thing with Liz in the match right after it.
Okay, yeah, good point.
Oh. Look at Chad creating a little menage a trois there. Oh, come here, Sable.
All right, now coming out of right, Eddie, I feel like we should crescendo and then come back down. So I feel like we should build to Bret Austin and then build to the top two. So coming out of right, Eddie, I suggest we use the WrestleMania 12 six-man.
Good match.
Some big names in there still. Keep them going.
Then Hunter Sheamus.
Okay.
That's a good spot for that one.
And then let's get one more and then Bret Austin.
So probably either Matt versus Jeff or Big Show Cena.
Let's do Show Cena. Because Matt Jeff, I feel like, is too similar to... I feel like that'll be our hardcore towards the end. And then we'll do Bret Austin here. Because that's four matches after the first half. All right. So now I say we go... Coming out of that, we need something shitty. So I say we do Team Johnny, Team Teddy.
Yep.
And then Rikishi and Kane.
Rikishi Kane against X-Pac Road Dogg.
So what do we got left? We got Punk Orton.
Yeah, Matt Jeff.
Matt Jeff, Punk Orton. What else we got? Bam Bam LT.
Yeah, LT Bigelow. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's a good cooldown right there.
We should have one more. I don't know which one we're missing, though. Let me see here.
Oh, the women. Women's
title. Oh, yeah, the women's title.
I had the women's title between...
All right, let's do that. Let's do what Scott said. Let's put the women between Brock Angle and Rock Hogan.
Okay.
Let's quick it off, and it's hot enough.
Yeah, and it doesn't blow anybody out.
All right, so then I say we do Matt Jeff here after Rikishi Kane. Because now we're two matches after that last hardcore. Actually, you know what? Do one more. Move Matt Jeff down a slot. Let's throw in Punk Orton in between there. And I say we do LT Bigelow right before Brock Angle. Our celebrity main event. And then what's the last one we're missing?
Where are we at? Oh, man.
We put a slot for Jericho Fandango?
Yeah, that's early.
That's early.
We got Hercules.
I feel like we just said what it was.
Damn it. Has JBL Finley?
Yes.
Yes,
in. Is that early? Mm-hmm. This is riveting radio. Oh, Luger, perfect.
Okay.
Let's stick that there. Cool. All right, Scott, why don't you read down our card? Actually, I'll read ours, then you read yours. How about that?
Yeah, because I only have bits and pieces here. So
All right. From the Sky Dome, Gorilla and Jesse in the booth, original WrestleMania music, America the Beautiful, sung by Aretha Franklin. We have Salt and Pepper, Motorhead, and Diddy in the house. And the match order, we open Edge and Mick Foley from WrestleMania 22, hardcore match. Ted DiBiase versus Don Morocco from WrestleMania 4. Butterbean versus Bart Gunn in a Brawl for All finals from WrestleMania 15. For the tag team titles at WrestleMania 6, Colossal Connection versus Demolition. JBL versus Finley from WrestleMania 24 in the, Irish Street Fight, whatever the hell it was. Hercules versus Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 2. Vince McMahon versus Shane McMahon in the No Holds Barred match from WrestleMania 17. Fandango versus Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 29. Brainbusters versus Strikeforce from WrestleMania 5. Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels in a ladder match for the IC title from WrestleMania 10. Roddy Piper versus Adrian Adonis in the retirement haircut match from WrestleMania 3. Mark Merrow and Sable versus Luna Vachon and Goldust in a mixed tag from WrestleMania 14. The Ultimate Warrior versus Randy Savage in a retirement match at WrestleMania 7. Intermission. The 8-Man from WrestleMania 8. Jim Duggan, Virgil, the Big Boss Man, and Sergeant Slaughter versus the Nasty Boys, Repo Man, and the Mountie. And then we have, not intermission. We have Taker Batista, then intermission. That's from WrestleMania 23 with the World Heavyweight title on the line. We take a break there. Maybe Diddy plays. Then we go to Ray versus Eddie from WrestleMania 21. We have the WrestleMania 12 6-Man with the British Bulldog Owen Hart and Yokozuna versus Jake Roberts, Ahmed Johnson, and Yokozuna there, Vader on the heel team. Triple H versus Sheamus from whatever the hell show that was. Was that 26?
Six.
Big Show versus Cena for the U.S. title at WrestleMania 20. Bret Hart versus Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13 submission match. Team Johnny versus Team Teddy from WrestleMania 28. Rikishi and Kane versus X-Pac and Road Dogg from WrestleMania 16. CM Punk versus Randy Orton from WrestleMania 27. Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy in a hardcore match from WrestleMania 25. Lex Luger versus Mr. Perfect from WrestleMania 9. Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow from WrestleMania 11. For the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 19. Leilani Kai versus Wendy Richter for the women's title from WrestleMania 1. And The Rock versus Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 18, is our main event. And again, I think the only guys we missed were Rude and Benoit. So not bad. We got pretty much every other major guy in the card.
And of course, we have our fireworks too going in the background. So somebody told me they should use that. They should use this again at WrestleMania 30 as like a anniversary type situation.
Probably won't happen, but I wish it would.
Yeah, I know. What too? All right. Here was my preliminary list, and then he can hear Chad's preliminary list. See how close we came. All right. I'm just going to write down the list 1 through 29. I had Wendy Richter versus Leilani Kai for the women's title. British Bulldogs versus Dream Team for the tag team titles. Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage for the Intercontinental title. Rick Rude versus Jake Roberts. Mr. Perfect versus the Blue Blazer. At WrestleMania 6, I had Big Boss Man versus Akeem. I did that for you, too. I figured you'd pick that. yes. At WrestleMania 7, I had Fred Katau and Tenayru against Demolition. Bad spot for Demolition, but there's nowhere else to put him. At WrestleMania 8, I had Tatanka versus Rick Martel. WrestleMania 9, Steiners versus Headshrinkers. 10, Brett versus Owen. 11, LT versus Bigelow. 12, Piper Goldust. 13, Legion of Doom versus Nation of Domination. 14, Taka versus Aguila. 15, Butterbean versus Bart Gunn. 16, Rikishi Kane versus X-Pac Road Dogg. 17, Rock versus Austin for the WWE title. 18, DDP versus Christian for the European title. 19, McMahon Hogan in the I Quit, or the Street Fight, whatever it was, Street Fight. 20, Cena Show for the U.S. title. 21, Triple H Batista for the world title. 22, Tori versus Candice. I think it was a pillow fight or lingerie match, something like that. 23, I had ECW Originals versus the New Breed. 24, JBL Finley. I think it was a Belfast Brawl is what it was called. 25, Matt versus Jeff. 26, Taker Sean. 27, Orton Punk. 28, Team Johnny versus Team Teddy. And 29, Jericho Fandango.
Well, I will say this, Scott. I think anyone who does this is an admirable job. I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
And you have some good matches. I think our collaborated card is better.
I think we have too.
We have way more star power.
I do, and I realize that we lost Kane and we only lost Kane and Benoit, but I realized I didn't have Kurt, and that's bad. I couldn't fit him anywhere.
And we have Kane. We lost. It was Rude and Benoit. But
Rude and Benoit. I'm sorry.
One other guy we did lose, actually, we didn't include was Flair.
Yeah, he didn't have that. But you know how many Taker? He only had three, well, four, I guess.
Maybe. Well, yeah, the Rock and Sock. He had him and Taker,
and him and Shawn,
and him and Savage.
Yeah.
So he's been in some good matches.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I think it's fine. I mean, I think if Flair is the guy we lose of all this, it's not a bad deal.
No, it's not.
All right, why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We're going to do April, which mainly consists of Backlash and Extreme Rules and a couple other one-offs. But let's take a breather and let the nerd gears calm down. Chad can take a break, put his pencil down for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Because.
I'm going to take it to the top of the World Wrestling Federation.
Who will survive?
The big boss man's hair stands for law, order, and justice. Tatanka will show the Native Americans. I don't know. I forgot what he says. That sounds stupid.
Tatanka's real name.
Huh?
Tatanka's not his real name.
What is it, you know?
I think it's Chris. His real name's actually Chris, yeah.
Did you find that out
Chris
in the car?
Tatanka?
Fred Tatanka?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What I'd like to have right now!
Chad, do you ever feel that the world revolves around WWF?
I think you mean WWE there, Barf.
Yeah, whatever, but what about David Crockett?
She likes it!
Well, what about Jimmy Valiant?
I'm gonna get you all until I get you, Paul Jones. Oh.
The Four Horsemen.
We are a family, and we are the best.
The Omni, the Dangerous Alliance.
Please welcome the newest members of the Dangerous Alliance, Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko.
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
The Fantastics are putting the U.S. Tag Team title on the line against the Midnight Express.
Main events with actual work rate in them.
Woo! 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 All right!
It's just not fair to Flair.
It's not fair for Flair.
If this is what you're looking for, please check out Where the Big Boys Play podcast, the only pure NWA and WCW supercard podcast out there.
While you were in Hollywood making movies, Thunder Lips, I was winning world titles.
Well, there they are, our good friends Chad and Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. Now, if you want nonstop old school NWA discussion, dating back to that very first Starrcade, these guys have it covered. Even the PICs have made an appearance once. We are very particular what podcasts we visit. So check out our friends Chad and Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. Their link is right on our site, placetobenation.com. Just go into the podcast menu. And there they are, with the other great shows we partner with. Chad and Parr, working Where the Big Boys Play. Speaking of Place to Be Nation, that's your everyday home for your pop culture needs. At placetobenation.com, we have everything. Wrestling, sports, comics, even polls. We want your opinions as well. Every day, there's something different with our top staff of writers who are experts in all fields of pop culture. From the weekly Raw review to the return of the hack, you've got everything you need. We're also working with a myriad of great podcasts, of course, besides Chad Parr. We have Grapple Talk, the fans podcast, Off the Top Rope, Answering the 10 Count, We Found New Music, and the Kings of Sport with Nate Milton. We've got everything for your listening pleasure. So check us out every day of the week at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Now, don't forget about our good friend Graham Cawthon and the history of WWE.com. He's still the top source for all argument solvers, from match results to house show cards to pay-per-view histories. Any questions you need answered, any debates among wrestling fans that need ending, head over to Graham's treasure trove of information. You will certainly find it. Need to know what the opener of Starrcade 1995 was? What was the main event of that 1988 Boston Garden house show you went to when you were 11 years old? Graham can tell you. He has WWE, WCW, ECW results, and the growing results in TNA and Ring of Honor. So for all your wrestling research needs, check out Graham Cawthon at thehistoryofwwe.com. Now finally, if you want a place to just hang out, discuss all things wrestling with fellow diehard fans, check out the news and the great forums at twfnews.com. They have all the up-to-the-minute stories in WWE, TNA, and pretty much everywhere in between. They talk old school, Attitude Era, and even those hard-to-remember guys and shows like Waylon Mercy or In Your House Number 3. So check out all there is to see right on twfnews.com.
The This is legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Think Howard Finkel, and you're listening to the Place to Be podcast.
I think we needed to hear that one last time here in 2013, kind of the unofficial PTB theme song of the year. Also, we could use Machine Gun Kelly for the artist.
Oh, God.
Awful shit. We are here, Place to Be Podcast. We just went through our all-time WrestleMania card, and we're going to do April in a moment. Let me just quickly talk what you've missed in the last week on PlaceToBeNation.com, because there's been a lot of good stuff here as we hit the end of the year. Titans of Wrestling number 16, the WWF at Shea Stadium from August 1980. It's a great podcast. Of course, led by Parv and the crew. Another great podcast back on the fold here. Wrestling with the Past with Will looks at the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, his whole career. Another must listen. And Scott, I debate you to find any other site that has the quality podcast family that we have.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a focus of ours as we head into 2014. Just the level of wrestling podcasts that we offer, and other too. When you think of, you know, Kings of Sport and Richard and the Mailman as well, I think second to none. Out there. And I'm just saying that as obviously a person behind the site. I think it's obvious, and we've seen it elsewhere as well. A lot of Christmas stuff. We had our five count of all-time Christmas movies. We had television memories. We had the big old Santa sack of wrestling memories. A lot of Christmas fare for you over the last week. Where the Big Boys Play, number 56, of course, with Chad and Parv, Clash of the Champions, number 13. Pretty good show, because that's kind of a stinker, so they had a lot of fun with it. Goodwill Wrestling was back. It was a Christmas special, a gift for PTB Nation. The Top 5 Lists episode with Rob Naylor and Lars Fredrickson. That's right, big names here. Place of Nation, Goodwill Wrestling. Will be with us on Thursday. Of course, as we talk 1994 WCW. Derek Cornett took a look at The Wolf of Wall Street, a Popeye story of sex, drugs, and stock brokering. Big movie out there right now. Leonardo DiCaprio, he reviewed it for us. Grant Owens did a piece on his music albums of the year. And Adam Murray did his music videos of the year. So a little bit of music year in review for you by two guys that know the industry quite well. And Grant has a lot of info in there about his podcast as well, which is We Found New Music has a lot of good stuff if you're into indie shit. The Stretch 4, a piece by Andrew Reich, another great NBA piece, taking a look at the evolution of the number 4 position there in basketball, the power forward, and the Stretch 4. Scott Keith reviewed NXT with a great Antonio Cesaro-William Regal match. And, of course, he'll be doing the NXT review each and every week here on PlaceToBeNation.com. Scott Keith in the house with us. Best of 2013 by our comics staff. Took a look at all the must-reads throughout the year, all the hottest titles. And our comics staff, again, second to none. High-quality guys. They look at the positive. Like the song once said, Scott, they accentuate the positive and whatever, deflate the negative. How's the song go? I only know it from the Mighty Ducks. Wrestling with the Past number 8 as well. We had two Wrestling with the Past since we last talked to you. They look at the Introduction to Japanese Wrestling Part 1 for all you novices like me and Scott who think Jumbo Tsuruta is 500 pounds. You can get this Introduction to Japanese Wrestling led by Will and the crew there. Russell Sellers has his new hotness, the top picks each week in the world of comics. He has one up today. And, of course, the big piece by you and Brad Scott, the 2013 year review, the 10 best WWE DVD releases. So you and Brad went through, ranked those 10, assigned point values, and went through and put that out. That just posted. That's hot off the presses. So be sure you go over and check that out for your DVD junkies. A lot more to come. We have Chad's running a wrestling year in review. He crowdsourced from some members of PTB Nation, both staff and non-staff. And we gathered his thoughts. We did it kind of in a conversation way. So that's cool. We got that coming. And we have our podcast year in review episode with Nate Milton and Greg Phillips coming up in a couple weeks, too. So a lot of year-end stuff as we head towards 2014. Big things popping. Mm-hmm. on the site. We have a major announcement that we will get into in a couple weeks here as well, with a relationship that's continuing to grow. We have new podcasts coming in the fold, very popular podcasts coming in the fold that we'll talk about as well. So a lot of big things going on. PlayCBNation.com. Get in now and help support us by clicking the Amazon link on the right-hand side of the main page and in most of the stories as well. Anytime you're going to order anything, just click through our site first, and we get a little bit of the rub from Amazon, and you help keep us going and keep us delivering this high-quality content. So we'll talk a little bit more about the staff at the end of the show here, Scott, but that is what you've missed over the last week. Until then, be sure you check each and every day. Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, so we did WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't you say the tell us the criteria for the April show that we have?
Okay. The April matches, or the April shows, the earliest we'll go is 1996 with Good Friends, Better Enemies, and all the way to this past year's, this year, 2013's Extreme Rules. Yes, there are two instances, and I believe off the top of my head it is Backlash 2005 and I believe Extreme Rules 2012, where there was a show on May 1st. And in those instances, those will count towards these because there was obviously a bona fide May show, whether it was Judgment Day or Over the Limit or whatever. So there's two shows that will be in this criteria that actually occurred in the month of May, and that was in 2005 and in 2012.
It's 2011. That's the Bin Laden
2011.
Show.
I'm sorry. Yep, 2011.
The Bin Laden show.
That's right, 2011. So it's 2011 and 2005. The shows were on May 1st. So, all right, same criteria. One guy each, or one guy used once. Each guy used once. And minimum WWE Championship, World Heavyweight Championship, IC title, and tag titles used once. Now, WWE Championship.
Well, why don't we take the tact we used for January and February here? Why don't we go year by year?
Okay.
Because I don't. WrestleMania is easy. We know the title matches and everything. And this one's hard for me to say off the top of my head.
All right, no problem.
So I say we go year by year. So let's start with Good Friends, Better Enemies. Well, let me ask you this. Is Diesel Shawn in contention for this?
Sure it is.
Okay.
Absolutely could be.
Can we plug that in for right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So there's our world title match. Diesel Shawn.
There we go, right out of the block. All right. 1997, of course, was Revenge of the Taker. What about the tag title? LOD against Owen and Bulldog.
I'd like to hold the tag titles right now if we can. Only because I'm not crazy about that match.
Okay.
What about Taker Mankind?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's a world title match. Never mind. How about Steve and Brett? Because don't forget, most of Austin's matches at this slot probably going to be title matches in the future.
Yeah. This might be the only shot we get.
For Brett, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's split that in for now. That's two big matches off the bat.
Yeah. Okay. Unforgiven 98.
Let me try to
Luna that. Sable.
You don't want me on this card.
See, Unforgiven 98. Could do the Rock and Roll Express versus Bombastic Bob and Bodacious Bar.
Jesus Christ.
We got Taker Kane in the Inferno match.
Inferno match.
I think it's either going to be that the NWA match or the Inferno match. Unless you think we're not going to have much of a chance to Rock going forward. Oh, there is one in 03 we could maybe use, right? Him and Goldberg.
Sure, you could use that. Yeah.
Let's use the Inferno match here for now.
Okay.
Might have to come back and change it. It's a lot more anticlimactic than WrestleMania.
I know.
Backlash.
All right, Backlash 99. Let's see.
We got Snow and Holly for the hardcore title. That wasn't a bad match.
I like that match, actually.
Triple Ajax Pac was pretty good.
Triple Ajax Pac is good.
Taker Shamrock's long. We already used Taker.
Yeah, we used Taker already. Godfather Goldust.
Hmm. Let's do you think we're going to use Triple H later?
Possibly.
Okay. Let's do Snow Holly for now, knowing that we could maybe come back to Triple H X-Pac.
Okay.
So that's gets the hardcore title, and that's a pretty good match.
Yeah.
All right, Backlash 2000.
I think it's easy. Scotty Dean. Yeah. Match is incredible, and it doesn't. We burn a optional belt, and right. we don't hurt anybody there.
Well, the only option would be Benoit Jericho.
Could use Benoit on the next one too.
Oh yeah, let's do that maybe.
And we have Benoit Kurt at 01.
Yeah, let's see what else we got at 01. Yeah, Benoit Kurt's our best.
Obviously, we can't use the main event in 01 because that totally fucks us up.
Oh, that sucks anyway. Let's do Benoit Kurt. That's a great match.
Yeah.
Oh, Rhino Raven, though.
Well, if we use Rhino Raven, we can't use Alan Dean.
Yeah.
I mean, Alan Hardcore.
Yeah, was Rhino Raven better? Well, we got to have Kurt Benoit.
Yeah, we do have to, because I don't think we'll have Kurt anywhere else.
Well, the next year we have Kurt Edge. But have we used the IC title yet?
No.
Okay, let's do Eddie RVD.
The only reason I had that, but I almost want to use Orton and Cactus.
Oh, that's for the IC. No, that was non-title, wasn't it?
No, it was for the IC title.
Fuck.
I know.
Eddie RVD is so good, though. But Orton.
RVD Eddie is good.
Are you sure that's for the title?
I will, let me go through the, let me go to Wiki and that's what I'm using now. Backlash 03.
I feel like he didn't put the title on the line because Foley wasn't going to stay around.
Backlash 04. Results.
I mean, it says he's the IC champion on Graham's page, but I don't think that was. Do you know, Chad?
It says Randy Orton vs. Cactus.
It says it was for it, actually. Yeah. It
says Randy Orton defeated Cactus Jack, hardcore match for the Intercontinental Championship.
I couldn't remember offhand, but if we want to trust Wikipedia, which is never wrong.
Where the fuck is Derek Cordette when we need him? I'm going to ask him.
I'm pretty sure the belt was on the line.
Or Poulin, one of these guys.
Hmm. Schmuck. All right. Do you want to use RVD Eddie? We'll put RVD Eddie in there for now.
No.
I think we have to have Cactus Orton, whether it's for the title or not. The match is incredible.
Yeah, I think we could have Orton. If that's for the IC, then we could use it there, but.
Okay,
Cornette confirmed that was for the IC title.
Do we say that the cruiserweight's different from the light heavyweight?
Yes.
So those are the same or those are different?
No, they're different.
They're different.
We could do Tajiri Kidman from 2002.
I like Tajiri Kidman, actually. I like that pick.
That's a good one, too. I hate to lose Eddie and RVD because I really like that match, but you got to have Foley Orton. No, that's a must.
Yeah.
That's the best match on that card by
03.
Well, we can use Goldberg Rock there. Get them both on the card. We're not going to use them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one there. I mean, it's either that or Show Ray, which is nothing. Okay. 04, we have 05.
Kane Viss.
Ugh.
I know. There's really nothing else, though.
How about the Tag Turmoil? You can use that, right? There's no one in there.
Yeah, we got to use the tag title at some point.
Well, we have the... Well, that's the other tag title, right? Anyway. Or is that the official one?
Which one? The one that...
At 05. Hurricane and Rosie and all those clowns.
That's technically the... The red belts, the red tags are considered the...
Lineage.
You can use the blue belts and these belts.
Okay. Well, let's use these to get them on the card for now.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. The Tajiri's on there.
Oh,
yeah. Let's look at this 05. We could use.
And what we've already
used. We could use Triple H Batista.
The world title.
Hmm. How about Hogan Shawn against Hassan
Daivari? No, we can't use Shawn.
Oh, we can't use Shawn.
Let's use Batista Triple H for now. I mean, we may come back to that title.
Yeah.
I say 06. We use the IC title? Yes, obviously.
Yeah, we did.
I guess Umaga Flair or...
Trish Mickey?
Yeah, I could do Trish Mickey, even though it's not nearly as good as Mania.
Mm. Can't use anything else.
Oh, I'm thinking for 07, we should use... No, never mind, we use Taker. I was like, should we use Taker, Batista, Last Man Standing?
You have to use the women's though, right? Or no?
No.
At some point, okay.
Women's optional.
Okay.
What if you use Taker Batista here? Take Triple H Batista off 05. Go back and use Triple H X-Pac in 99. And we got to change 98 too in that case, right? If we want to use Taker. I mean, Taker Batista is really good at 07, right?
I liked it. Not as good as 23, but it's not bad.
What did we decide for 2006? Trish Mickey or Umaga Flair?
I'd say Trish Mickey. Slide it in.
Okay.
Yeah, Trish Mickey. All right. Oh, wait. We already used the world title. Oof.
Matt MVP for the U.S.?
Yeah, Matt MVP. You got a title match out of that.
You get that, Chad?
There we go.
Yeah. So Matt versus MVP for U.S. in 08. Did we ever decide on 07?
No, we had a debate if we want to mix everything.
Yeah, that's going to require reshuffling, so we may can come back to that.
I say for 09, we do Jericho Steamboat. That was a really good match and offense. Either that or Christian Swagger was good, too. What do you think, Scott?
Let me take a look at it.
I like Jericho Steamboat.
Yeah, I kind of like that match, too. I do like Matt and Jeff, though.
No, we're already using Matt.
Oh, we already used Matt. Oh.
It's either Christian Swagger or...
Wow, that match was 19 minutes. Wow.
Yeah.
We were there. I don't even remember it being that long.
either Christian Swagger or Steamboat Jericho.
Steamboat Jericho.
Okay. All right, 2010.
Actually, wait, hold on. Yeah, because we already used the title match, so we need Jericho somewhere. So okay.
Well, the other option is here is 2010 Extreme Rules. We could use Edge Jericho in a steel cage. No title on the line.
Yeah, because we haven't used Edge yet. We haven't used Edge yet.
Or we can use Punk Ray with the hair.
Can we use the gauntlet?
Which one?
Oh, no, we can't because we already used.
Yeah, I don't want to just throw matches. I mean, I think we should.
What about the Battle of Crime Time?
God, I don't even remember that. Yeah. I say we use Edge Jericho from 10 and Christian Swagger for the ECW.
For ECW.
Title.
Okay.
God, I don't even remember that. Edge, I don't remember the show.
Jericho. Cena Batista was good.
Yeah. That was the best of the Trinity.
Because then I think at 11 we should use either Orton Punk in The Last Man Standing or Ray Cody. False Count Anywhere. Do you remember, Chad, if any of those were?
So 2011. I don't remember Ray Cody being as good as the Mania one.
Okay.
What's our other option there?
Orton Punk, Last Man Standing. Oh no, wait. Well, yes, Orton Punk, Last Man Standing.
Yeah, Punk, because we have Orton in 04.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we got to do Ray Cody.
Got to do Ray Cody there.
Yeah. All right. So
this may be the worst overall card we've been.
I think so.
This is not looking good.
No.
Well, 12, we can use Cena Brock, right? So that picks it up.
Yep.
I think it's very top heavy. I think we have a few good matches on top.
And then this year.
Could use did we use the US title already? Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah, we did. We used
could do Orton Big Show.
No, we didn't use the US yet, did we?
Yeah, we
yes,
did Matt and,
MVP and Matt, that's right.
Orton Big Show, or we can do
Sheamus Henry, the strap.
Yeah, are we counting the WWE tag titles as different?
No.
Okay.
No, those are because when they combined again, their lineage took that one, so we can't use that.
Yeah, it's gonna be Sheamus and Henry then. Or show Orton, if you just want to get the names on the card. Probably better off doing that.
We already have Orton.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting.
Stop picking Orton matches. We already have
it's like subconsciously I want to get that match off the card.
I know.
All right, do Sheamus Henry then. So the question is here now, do we want to really shake stuff up?
So Sheamus versus Henry from 2013.
Yeah.
Okay. And 2007 Backlash, does that have a tag title match? I was at the damn show and can't remember.
Backlash 07 does not.
Because we don't have a tag match now, right?
Yeah, we do. We have that. Oh, we didn't use the gauntlet. Oh, so 07, we can either do... Oh, that's the Hardys against Kate and Murdoch, which wasn't bad.
No, that is a good match.
And that would... Then we'd have to switch 08. That's it.
All right. Well, what if... I kept thinking we already used the tag titles. We haven't. So why can't we use the Shield versus Daniel Bryan and Kane from this year?
Oh, yeah.
And we can, yeah.
Well, then you have to change Unforgiven 98, but...
Well, I think I want to do that anyway.
Okay, so Daniel Bryan versus Kane versus Shield.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I think I want to change... I think I want to do... What was that fucking crazy change? Oh, I think we should do Taker Batista at 07.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to change 05. And 99. To Triple H, X-Pac.
We have to change 05.
Yep, and 98. Because we lose Kane and Taker. But I think this is a better card. I think putting Taker Batista for the world title is better.
We still can't do Hogan Shawn, huh?
No, because we can't. We got to keep Shawn from... I think having him and Diesel is a big part of the show.
Yeah, we just got to change 05 and 98 now.
All right, 05, then we can do Kane versus... Oh, no, we can't use Kane. Shit, are we screwed? I think we're stuck.
Let me see. Shelton Jericho? Oh, we can't use Jericho.
And we can't use the IC title.
Edge Benoit?
We can't use Benoit or Edge. Unless we use Kane versus or and change back to Henry Sheamus. Did we say we can't use heat matches? I forget.
Is it really sad that I was just looking at that Tomko Val match? No, because I almost used heat at the Rumble. So technically, no, we can use heat.
Well, why? Because you almost used it? I mean, it's...
Because I did almost use it. Well, we said it was okay. I mean, I was able to use it, so...
Did we, Chad? Do you remember?
I think we did use the heat. Let me see. I mean, the Rumble is a little different. I mean, is there any more world title matches that could be... Because, I mean, that Taker Batista match is really good, but that does really kind of fuck us.
Well, we just use Batista Triple H, and then we just lose X-Pac Triple H. We lose
but
Taker.
Is there any besides those two? Because that's pretty poor if even that's the second best, I would think.
08, you get Taker Edge. We'd have to change the other Edge match. 09, you got Edge Cena last man standing, which isn't bad.
Which is really good. Yeah,
yeah, but we got to keep Cena Brock. Okay. I mean, that's
you got to keep Cena Brock. 2010, something with Swagger, which is nothing. 2011, would that have been Del Rio or somebody?
Well, you got Jeff and Edge in the ladder match, and then Punk comes out.
There was no world title match this year because that's when Dolph had the concussion.
So we could use 09. We could do Edge, Jeff in the ladder match if you want to change Edge around and not use Edge Punk.
What do you mean Edge Punk?
What was the cage match we have? I mean Edge Jericho in the cage.
Edge Jericho, yeah. Man, this card sucks.
Yes, this is a rough month.
Yeah, this is bad. It doesn't feel like these shows are that bad.
I hate to say
it,
JR. I hate to say it, but I think using Shawn in 96 is fucking us in the back end of this.
Why? The only other place to use them is the stupid tag with Hogan, which is trash.
Because there's better world title. I think honestly.
So what other WWE title contenders do we have? Let's try that.
Punk Jericho at 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing. I'd rather... I want to have the best matches. I hate just making it fit. Like, I'd rather have... I don't want to compromise on the top matches so we can put some fucking shit JCG Shad match in. Like, I don't care. Like, I'd rather just say, fuck it, we'll do something else and keep the best match. Like, I think the world title matches is not where you should just be saying, all right, we'll just use this. Like, I think we should pick the best title match and then work
well, on it. I think you're shortchanging Punk and Jericho. I think that's a tremendous match.
You think it's better than Shawn and Diesel?
They're pretty close. I mean, that was a street fight.
You can really, tell me anything about that match. Don't sit here and tell me you know what it's like. What happened? How did the match go?
Well, that was the last man standing. They beat the shit out of
him. Yeah, I can read that from Wikipedia too. What else happened in it?
So you think that the Diesel Shawn match should be number one because he beat the shit out of him with Mad Dog Vachon's leg?
No, it's a great match. That I've seen enough to say I know it's a great match.
Okay. So then we're stuck with. So then we're.
I'd
stuck
rather
with,
have that with fucking Tomko and Val than compromise that. And then you know what's even worse though? The rest of that Good Friends Been Enemies is fucking garbage. So now you're really talking about you're really downgrading the card. I mean that's just that's like the dregs on that show. I mean that's. Unless you want to use like Razor Vader, I guess. But
well, the only good thing that saves us in the. At that show is Cena Brock. Otherwise, the rest of that show is the shits too.
No, you got to do Cena Brock. I mean, that's a
yeah. No, you do. But it's good that match is there. Otherwise, if we
let's
don't
take
use...
that off and throw Cena versus Spanky in there instead. Well, who cares?
Yes,
what's the difference?
People like Spanky.
I mean, I just think when you're doing this, you pick the best matches you want to have and you make the rest fit. I think it's the way to do it. To me, like Brock, Cena, Shawn, Diesel, like to me, those are matches like must-haves in my eyes. Like, I mean, I just think this card sucks as it is. So I think you need to at least have big matches on top.
Well, Foley Orton's a good mid-card. That's the good middle match.
Yeah, no, that's a very good. That's like our
and Rock Goldberg. I mean, Rock Goldberg is a big star.
And we got Bret Austin. I mean, it's a top-heavy card. It's not. I don't think it's as bad as we're making it sound. But
no.
So where do we leave off then, Chad, if we don't make any of these changes that
we need Unforgiven 1998, and then we're forced to put Tomko Val for
we do need a heat match, so
2005.
We need to put a matchup for people to buy the show.
Right, so the other option is do Batista, Triple H.
Well, now, wait a minute. What about this? The World Tag Team is the same, or is that the one that's different? This Rosie, oh no, fucking Tajiri. Okay, yeah, well, you got to do Tomko Val.
Unless you want to do Batista, Triple H, and then we're going to lose Taker.
Yeah, I don't know what you can, if you do Batista, Triple H in 05, what do you have to do in 2007? Let's see here.
We could put Taker Kane.
Well, then we lose Kane and Daniel Bryan versus the Shield.
Yes, we do lose that, but
which I think is the best match on that card that we can use.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a women's. Oh God. Can we use that MAGA? I mean, if you could do the stupid Team McMahon versus no, that's for the ECW, and we've already used it.
Oh, that one, right?
Yeah. Benoit and MVP. We've already used MVP. I can't see any other match we can use for 2007 then either. So we're stuck. I think we just need to make a decision whether we just say Tomko
Val
just works, or I really can't see any other way where we would have to come off of Diesel HBK to maybe a lesser WWE title match, but
then I feel like in the back end you're not making up for it at all.
I mean Rock versus Triple H from 2000's good, but you do lose Dean Scotty.
And then you lose. Really, there's nothing else in 03.
Right.
Then that guy. Brock Cena.
I'd say we bite the bullet in 05. That's a shitty show anyway. We do Val Tomko there. That keeps the rest of the card strong. You know, relatively strong compared to what else the options are. And then 98, we use. Are we going to throw fucking Luna Sable in there? Or the NWA tag match? Holly and Bart versus the Rock and Rolls. We don't really have any TNA on here. We can just throw Luna Sable if you want. She gets almost naked at the end.
Gives us two women's matches. Wow, we're very progressive. I think having Cena Brock and... Thank God, though, that we got saved by that, because if we used... because the rest of that Extreme Rules 12 show is really not much either. So it's good that we had something to back up. Not using
well, that Jericho Punk match is good, and Punk, you know, it is the one where Punk comes out in his jeans and he does the Macho Man elbow onto the table. So that is a very good match.
The Sheamus, you know what? The Sheamus. Well, we lose the tag in 13 though, then, because the Sheamus Daniel Bryan match is good there too for the World Heavyweight Title, but then we lose.
Yeah, that 2 out of 3 falls match actually is excellent.
It's actually really good.
But what title is a world title match right now? Batista, Taker.
Well, yeah, but now if we use that, what was that from 12?
What, Sheamus Bryan?
Oh, yeah. We can't use nothing from 12. We can't lose Cena Brock.
Oh, no, yeah, right. We need Cena Brock.
We need Cena Brock. We can't use anything else.
Yeah, so that's locked.
All right, I think we have our card.
Yeah. Okay.
Announce team? JR King?
Yeah, because Backlash was always a Raw centric.
Oh, we could use JR and Heyman.
Show. Well, JR and Paul. That's not a bad team. I think we use JR and King in February anyway. So.
All right, let's use JR and Paul here.
Okay. Arena. I think we have to go with your beloved Providence Civic Center because it did host a Backlash.
Yeah, because the only other time we would use it is.
King of the Ring. King of the Ring.
Yeah, we'll use it here. I can't. There's nothing else really.
No, we could use it in December, but
I can't really think of another one that stands out. I'm not going to use Omaha or
no
the barn that Jay Lamette was in 97.
Yeah, it'd be Omaha, Rochester, Greensboro, Providence, D.C., Chicago.
That D.C. crowd was really good, though.
D.C. crowd in 2000 was pretty good.
We got to make sure we use Chicago at some point.
Oh, well, I think we'll use Chicago in. Well, then I get fucked out of Hartford unless we use it at Survivor Series. We should use Chicago in July, probably. We could use it in June.
No, you're right. Is that Money in the Bank? Is that what you're saying we should use it for?
Yeah.
For Punk? Yeah, you're right. We'll use Chicago then.
Then maybe we'll use Hartford in November. Let's see. 02 was in Kansas City. Worcester. What the fuck was 04? Edmonton. Manchester, New Hampshire. 06. What the fuck was 06? Lexington, I think? Kentucky? Yeah. 07's when you were at, right, Chad?
Yeah, that's Atlanta. Phillips.
That was in Phillips. Backlash.
That was actually a good crowd, too.
Whatever you say, Chad. It was.
08. Where the fuck was Backlash? 08. I don't even remember where Backlash. We just watched it, too. Baltimore, maybe? I don't know. 09 was in Providence, obviously. I mean, two Backlashes.
I know 09 was a great show.
Yeah, it was a good show, and we were a pretty good crowd. Yeah, I vote Providence for April. And there's no official song.
No. All right, let me read this down quick, and then you can do yours, Scott.
Okay.
All right, we have from 1996, Diesel versus Shawn Michaels in the street fight for the World Wrestling Federation title. Steve Austin versus Bret Hart from 1997. Luna versus Sable from 1998. Triple H versus X-Pac from 1999. Dean Malenko versus Scotty Too Hotty for the light heavyweight title in 2000. Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle in the Ultimate Submission Match from 01. Tajiri versus Billy Kidman for the Cruiserweight title in 2002. The Rock versus Goldberg in 2003. Mick Foley versus Randy Orton for the IC title in a hardcore match in 2004. Val Venus versus Tyson Tomko from 05. What an awful show. Trish Stratus versus Mickey James for the Women's Championship in 2006. Undertaker versus Batista, 2007 for the World Heavyweight title in a... Was that No Holds Barred?
No, it was Last Man Standing. When the thing fell. Right. They all fell on top of each other. Yeah.
Matt Hardy versus MVP, 2008 for the U.S. title. Christian versus Jack Swagger for the for the ECW title, 2009, which is a very underrated match. Edge versus Chris Jericho in a cage, 2010. Rey Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes in 2011. John Cena versus Brock Lesnar in Extreme Rules, hardcore everything goes match.
Yeah.
2012 and Team Hell No versus the Shield for the tag team titles in 2013. Mm-hmm. I think we have a very top heavy card. The bottom is
it
bad.
It's better when you read it out. I think it's better than our February card, actually. I looked back and looked at it.
I mean, the back half is bad, but you got Cena Brock is an all-time classic. Shawn Diesel, very, very good. Steve Brett, very good. Foley Orton, excellent. Christian Swagger, very underrated. Edge Jericho is very good. I mean, the only real stinkers we have is Luna Sable and... Val Tomko and Trish Mickey wasn't nothing special. I mean, everything else is at least pretty good. Triple H Xbox, pretty good.
Yeah, you can argue we have 6 4-star matches for sure on this show, and then that's not even including something like Benoit versus Angle, or, you know, like Triple H versus X-Pac, probably your 10th or 11th best match on this card. So that's pretty good.
Right. I like this card. I think it's actually worked. It's actually a pretty good card.
I think the Tomko fiasco is a black eye and like the women crap. But once you get past that, it is.
See, this is a card, and this is a card I would completely stack. I would open with Val, or like I'd open maybe with like Christian Swagger, and then churn out Val Tomko, the women's match, and maybe Triple H, X-Pac, and then just freaking build from there. Go right up to the top. That's how I would do this card. I mean, even Rock Goldberg wasn't great, but it's got pretty big name cachet.
Mm.
So, all right, Scott, what did you have?
All right, I had, and I realized I left somebody huge off this card. I have Vader versus Razor Ramon, LOD versus Owen Hart and the Bulldog for the tag titles, Luna versus Sable, Al Snow versus Hardcore Holly for the hardcore title, Dean Malenko versus Scotty Too Hotty for the light heavyweight title, Benoit versus Angle, submission, 2001, I should say. 2002, Tajiri Kidman for the Cruiserweight title. 2003, Goldberg Rock. 2004, Orton Cactus for the Intercontinental title. 2005, Kane Viscera. 2006, Umaga Flair. 2007, Melina versus Mickey for the women's title. 2008, Undertaker Edge for the world title. 2009, Matt versus Jeff in the, I think it was an I Quit. 2010, my stinker, Shad versus, it's funny we mentioned it, Shad versus JTG in the quickie strap match. 2011, Layla versus Michelle McCool. 2012, Punk Jericho for the world title, for the WWE title. And 2013, Brock versus Triple H in the cage. So I realized after I was halfway reading this that I left off Austin. That's a big
omission. And you don't have Brock Cena, which to me is a major one.
I don't have Brock Cena.
Yeah, I think, again, I mean, I think that card's pretty good, but I think ours gets all the best matches of these April shows in.
I was trying to front heavy the... trust me, JR, I was contemplating between that and Shawn Diesel, because those are the only two matches you really use. If you use Triple H and Rock in 2000, you pretty much screw yourself out of anything else, because Austin, unless you use an Austin title match, let's be honest, none of his April title matches were ever really any good.
No, I mean, him and Dude Love isn't bad, but it'll be interesting when we get to May.
Yeah.
We'll use that one there. So there you go. March and April. This continues. We'll hit May and June, I think, at the end of January. I think we have it penciled in. So, all right, Scott, we got some business to take care of first. Thursday night, we're going to look at 1994 WCW. Will from PWO will be with us. Scott Keith was supposed to be with us. Something came up. He cannot join us now. He's going to come on for the SummerSlam 01 vault in a few weeks. So he will be coming back, just not this week. We're working on Will's replacement, so stay tuned for that. Next week, we have a special show over the weekend. Scott, you're going to be here in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. Friday night, hopefully you'll make it in one piece here, knock on wood. And what we'll do is we're going to have some beers. We're going to break out my old magazines, my old tapes. We're just going to throw something on and bullshit. And we're going to put up a mailbag post on the PTBN Facebook page. Any questions you want to ask us, it can be long form, short form. Scott and I will sit here and kind of read your answers if you have any questions for us in the middle of just kind of watching random wrestling and going through some random magazines and having some beers. So we'll have that coming for you this weekend. 1/6, January 6th, next Monday, we have Brian Papa on. Scott, why don't you tell us what he's got going on?
Brian Papa is he is creating a wrestling simulation app, like a booking game where you're the booker, you run a promotion, you create guys, you make matches, you make money based on your cards and things like that, and you try and become the ultimate promoter. And he's going to talk about this app and how it's going to work, where you're going to see, what platforms you'll see it on. It'll be a pretty interesting interview for those that are kind of computer video game guys and something, things like that. So it should be a pretty good show. Good interview.
And then we'll also, with our time we have left on there, we're going to kind of preview 2014, the World of Wrestling, kind of what we're looking forward to next Thursday. So back-to-back Thursday shows in the next 2 weeks. Greg Phillips and Nate Milton will be with us as we recap 2013. The voting is open now on the Place to Be Nation Facebook page with all the categories out there for you guys to go ahead and put your votes in. We'll tally those. Chad's going to do that. He's going to tally them all up, and then we'll give our picks, and we'll see overwhelming winners are. And then we have a big interview for January 13th, Scott. We'll announce that on Thursday, who our interview is. And then we have the Old School Rumble Roundtable coming as well. So no vaults for a little while, but we have a lot of things to keep you busy until then. And so one other thing I just wanted to do quickly, Scott, is just mention a few of the things that have kind of gone on this year. Of course, PlaySpeedNation.com and the podcast. You know, we had the WrestleMania weekend, which was phenomenal. That really kind of brought the nation together. And then PlaySpeedNation.com has really kind of taken things to the next step. Just wanted to send some thanks out. And there's two groups of people I want to thank, Scott. First is the staff at PlaySpeedNation.com. We're going to read through them. And then we're going to thank all the guests that have joined us throughout this year on the podcast. So major thanks, of course, to Brad Woodling, managing editor of PlaySpeedNation.com. Really, without him, the site would not exist. It was his vision and his hard work each and every day that keeps the whole thing going and keeps us on point. And also, of course, we have Chad Campbell, the assistant to the managing editor, also does a ton of work behind the scenes and contributes on the site as well with quality writing, as does Brad. And, of course, myself and you as the editors-in-chief on there as well. So thank you to you, Scott.
Thank you to you.
And I'm just going to read through the staff writers, each and every one of them. This is everyone who's contributed this year, either written or podcast form, to PlaySpeedNation.com. We want to send a thank you out to you as we wrap up the year. And that's Mark Clare, Nick Duke, Jordan Duncan, Jen Engel, Callum Leslie, Roger Morissette, Ben Morse, Greg Phillips, Andrew Reich, Josh Richer, Todd Weber, Steve Willey, Scott Keith, Tim Capel, Lita Clark, Todd Gessling, Stephen Graham, Wayne May, Adam Murray, Jeremy Nichols, Grant Owens, Parv, Matt Petticord, Maurice Pogue, Katie Price, Steve Rogers, Russell Sellers, Michael Waldrop, Kyle Warren, Caliber Winfield, Dan McGinn, Ryan Everett, Brett Carlson, Bob Colling, Adam Langton, Derek LaRue, Derek Cornett, Andrew Duvall, James Derbyshire, Matt Farrell, TJ McClune, Paul Meekin, Tommy Pondick, and RJ Brewer. And, of course, that doesn't include as well the guys on the PWO site that do the podcast, Will and Charles and Pete, and that crew as well. So big thank you to all the staff members who work hard and delivering weekly content, always on time, always on point, and always in the way of, you know, site first and everything else second. I also want to send out Jeff Machado, Andrew Flanagan, and, of course, members of Richard and the Mailman. Give them a little love, too. So there's your staff, Scott. We also have a list here. All the guests we had in 2013. I want to give a thank you, and so do you, to them. So here's every guest that appeared on the show, not counting the trivia clowns. We have Graham Cawthon, Andrew Flanagan, J.J. Dillon. Seems like that was like years ago. Kevin Kelly, Austin Pfaff, Kyle Forchetti, Scott Hudson, Jordan Duncan, Jay Hinchy, Matt Rotella, Josh Richer, Chad Campbell, Mike Rude, Chris Criscolo, Jason Greenhouse, Jeremy Nichols, Joe Dombrowski, George Ribolino, Christopher Daniels, Jay Womet, Brad Woodling, Glenn Ruth, Andrew Reich, Ben Morse, Greg Phillips, Scott Keith, Christopher Robin Zimmerman, Charles Pete and Will from PWO, Steve Willey, J.A. D'Amato, Ryan Everett, Ryan Schmock, Sean Zern, Matt Petticord, Aaron George, and of course, Brian Shields. Anything you want to say about any of them?
They were all fantastic, all of them, and we hope to hear and see them. We'll see many of them again in 2014 on the show and at maybe some events we'll run. A thank you to all of them for their participation. They're all great.
All right, so why don't we go to wrap things up, Scott? We'll be back Thursday night with Will and somebody talking WCW 1994. Until then, everyone have a great and happy and healthy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Never thought we'd ever use Tyson Tomko in anything.
Yeah, I did. It was awesome.